Who we talk to and when is just as important as what we say. The key to avoiding this type of traffic analysis was to render the user effectively anonymous. But he realized that wasn't enough. He wanted to build a secure network. And to do this, he needed more anonymous users.
One cannot be anonymous alone. It can only be anonymous relative to a set of people.
The more anonymous users you can gather together in a network, the harder it becomes for someone watching to keep track of them, especially if they're mixed up.
And so a whole batch of input messages from different people are shuffled and then sent to another computer, then shuffled again and so forth. And you can't tell, as an observer of the network, which item that went in corresponds to which item coming out.